Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is
The Insider Report.
Welcome to this edition of The Insider Report, my little podcast broadcast on KCIW.org. So sit back and let your ears do the walking as I take you on an audio journey and inform you on all the activities, entertainment, and music going on in our fair city of Brookings Harbor and, of course, the surrounding areas as well. Well, hello, and welcome to this week's show. I hope y'all had a great last weekend. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on, and in fact, we did quite a bit. My girlfriend and I did quite a bit. We went out there, and we caught Elvis on Friday night. That was cool down there at the Elk Valley Casino. He was, this is the third time I've seen him. Looks like him. Sounds like him. I posted some stuff on Facebook. I swear, you close your eyes, it's Elvis is in the house. And it's really ironic because they got delayed, or he got delayed. His band was there. They got delayed. So the show kind of went 3 hours because he usually comes on, does about a 2-hour set, you know, and a couple sets. And what happened was because he ran into a boulder, there was a boulder that was in the middle of the road on 299 on his way when they were coming up. And so they had to backtrack whatever they had to do. And it put him an hour late, basically. The show started at 8, didn't start till 9:08. But his band was all there, and the backup singer was there, so they did their best. They kicked in about 8:15. They realized, well, we better start doing something, and they started entertaining the audience with music. So we actually got bonus. You know, it was cool, and I'm sure the casino did good, too, because, you know, people stuck around another hour, did a little gambling while they were waiting, did a little drinking, and all that good stuff. So there was some, everybody was happy, let's put it that way. But the show was fantastic, always is, man. Justin is just, he's number one. Graceland voted him number one, you know, Elvis around and everything like that. And I've seen him 3 times. Like I said, I'll go see him again every time he comes back next year. And then Saturday night, of course, today night, as he says, it was fun because, that was wild because it went late that night. We get home, you know, because it was in Crescent City. Get home like 11:30. You don't get to bed about 1. Well, then that night, Saturday night, man, it was time to do Purple Days experience was up the, down there at the Inateca in Crescent City. So we had to go back to Crescent City, which is very cool. I love that place. And we, the band was, and another thing, here we go. The band was supposed to start at 7, right? This is so funny. This is a weekend for that stuff. And they had somebody else that was booked there, some songwriters guys that show up there and play and everything. And they did their gigs. And they were supposed to start from 5 to 7, but instead it went from 6 to 8. So we're an hour late on that. So it was just one of those weekends. But we had a blast. The Spence Brothers, man, that's my backup band with the Purple Days experience, you know, when we're up there playing. And we did a lot of the Purple Days songs. And the Spence Brothers entertained with a lot of the Spence Brothers blues band songs. So it was a very cool night overall. And we had fun. And once again, then Sunday, I'll tell you what, we had a break on the Sunday Family Fun Day, which is not cool, but daughter and grandson, because the Inateca is a restaurant, my daughter, a boyfriend, and my grandson came down there and watched us perform for about an hour, so that was really cool. And my grandson, he loves music anyways, but he saw Bappa up there. He was clapping his hands and just bouncing in his chair and having a good old time, so that was very cool. That made it all worthwhile, I'll tell you that right there. So we, during the week is, you know, like I said, if you can't do it on Sunday, do it sometime during the week. And me and Mama had a little break there on Sunday, and we kind of did a little relaxing. It was a big, it was a big one. So, big weekend. So, we just kind of hung out on Sunday and relaxed, which is always a good thing, too. So, hey, that's what happened there. So, anyways, we're going to, as we say, get on with the show. I'll start telling you what the heck music is coming up this next weekend and beyond because, hey, this is like, it's Thanksgiving week. That's it right there. So, first of all, I got to say, hey, happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Usually this airs on Thursday, so it'll be Thanksgiving, and I hope you're all having a really good one, and you probably won't listen to my show till Friday. So, hey, what the heck? I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. There we go. And so let's see, let me tell you what's happening this weekend. So after that, you know, you get all stuffed on Thursday and everything, then you can work it off with like dancing or something on the weekend and go see the music or go do something. All right. So here we go. At the 101 Bar and Grill, we have, Thursdays, they have line dancing and it is ladies night and the feeling is right. And let's see, always the third weekend of the month. Third Monday of the month. You know, it's steak night every Monday. You can go down there and get a killer steak at the 101. But on Monday nights, third Monday of the month, I'll get it out here in a minute. It's Monday for me right now, I'm going to tell you that. They got comedy and steak night. And the next one that is coming up, I'm taping this show now. There's one going on tonight. But the next one will be in December on the 19th. So you want to make sure and check that out. And like I said, every Monday is steak night there. So go check it out there. That's the 101 Bar and Grill. Oh, and then also coming to the 101 Bar and Grill on the 31st, of course, is the New Year's Eve with Scott Perry. He's going to be performing at the 101. So that's a plan in the future thing. Coming up to the Oxen Free. You know what? They play music at 9 o'clock usually. It starts there on the weekends, Friday, Saturday. I don't have a December schedule for them yet. And according to my schedule that they gave me, the 19th, this last weekend, was the last band they had. So they've probably taken time off for Thanksgiving and stuff like that. So anyways, I'll have the, for next week, I'll have the music for the Ox. But just remember, they're always playing and they got some good food down there. At the Rivers End Sports Bar, there's about basically something going on every night down there. During the weekends, of course, they got the football games going on. Monday night football, and then Tuesday it's karaoke. Thursday it's a ladies' night if you're feeling right. And they always, you know, they got weekend entertainment going on, whether it's karaoke, a DJ, or a band that pops in. So there you go on that. Let me see if they got anything going on here. Yes, on the 2nd, coming up on Friday the 2nd, they will have Timberwolf playing at the Rivers End Sports Bar. Now, at Sebastian's Bar and Grill, they own Gil Kirk at the keyboards Wednesday through Sunday, tickling the ivories from 6 to 9 for your dining pleasure. That's at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. The Vista Pub is rocking on. Thursdays, they got Jazz with Jerry. Now, of course, there, the music starts at 7. Let me see, coming up on the 22nd. This is during the week. It's John Calvin Abney. And on the 25th, they got a Burning Guitar. And then let me see, coming up on the 2nd, they've got Lon Goddard. On December 16th, they got Frankie C. And on December 23rd, they got Burning Guitars again. So there you go. Let me see, the Laughing Clam. That's very cool up there in Grants Pass. Very nice restaurant, and they play music on the weekends as well. Very cool hangout. Let me see. Coming up on the 25th, they got the Leonard Griffey Blues Band. On the 26th, they got Barefoot Servant. Coming up on the 2nd, they got Not Too Shabby. On the 3rd, Lady and the Tramp. I mean, you gotta love some of these names, too. On the 9th, they got Rob Gunderson Band. On the 10th, Johnny and the Colonel. And on the 16th, T. Mitchell and Beats Working, and that's good. And on the 17th, Rogue Rage Duo going on at the Laughing Clam up in Grants Pass. And then, of course, right here in beautiful CC by the sea, we've got the Inateca down there on 3rd Street where Purple Days just jammed and had a great time. Yeah. Oh, and we're going to go back again, too, by the way. Yeah, they asked us to come back. They're going to do something after the year, in the new year, they're going to do something, and we're going to be down there having some fun again. But in this month, we have Frankie C. happening on the 25th there at the Inateca, and then coming there on the 2nd, again, Frankie will be there, and on the 9th, it'll be Steve Berg, and then on the 23rd, Frankie C. My man Frankie C. is getting some love out there. He's out there, and I'll tell you, you catch a show, it's good. There's a reason why people keep having him back, because he's good. And I love catching him every chance I get. And we actually are talking about doing a song maybe one time when he's up there together. So we'll work on something. Because I always like doing that, man. It's always fun to, you know, get out there and do what you got to do. We only live once, for crying out loud. You got to do it. So let me see. That it was happening at the Inateca. And I believe that is what I got on the music scene there. Now let me see the Friends of Music coming up. The next one happening for them will be the Sunday, January 8th, 2017 at 3 p.m. is the Trio 180. This is Ann Miller on the violin, Nina Flyer on the cello, and Sonia Leong on the piano. This is a popular piano trio revisits Brookings, but they play violin and cello as well. So there you go. All right, that is coming up January 8th to the Friends of Music concert series. Let's see, the concerts are held at Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church. You can get tickets at $15. They're available at Lights Custom Frame. And at the door, you call for more information, 541-469-7625 or 541-412-2957. And then, of course, my man, Ray Cornell, the piano man, now playing. He's cut his act down a little bit, but you can still catch this wild man at the Check Your Act Activity Center on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:30 to 12:30. So make sure and check out Ray Cornell. He's very cool. I'm looking through right now. The show is happening via my computer and the paper that I got in front of me. And I'm just checking out all this. Let's see. Pistol River Concert Series has got coming to it. Dirty Cello. That's going to be happening January 14th. From China to Italy and all over the U.S., Dirty Cello brings the world a high energy and unique spin on blues and bluegrass. Led by vivacious crossover cellist Rebecca Rodman, Dirty Cello is cello like you've never heard before. From down-home blues with a Waylon cello to virtuosic stomping bluegrass. And then, of course, Dirty Cello is a band that gets your heart thumping and your toes tapping. Now, everybody, they have came through town several times before, and I have actually seen them too. I forget where I saw them at, but yeah, they are a very good band, very cool. And for reservations and info, you can 541-247-2848, and the tickets are always available at Wright's Custom Framing and in Brookings and Gold Beach Books. And so that's Dirty Cello coming to the Pistol River Concert Series. Now remember, that's January 14th. I didn't see anything for December, so I think they might be taking a break. I'm not sure on that one. Okay, so as I keep on perusing here and trying to figure out what the heck I got going on, Okay, they got a Christmas fair coming to the Chetco Grange, which is right across from Wild River Pizza, Saturday, December 10th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. $15 per table. Oh, you can rent a space to sell your holiday creations, $15 per table rental, food available for purchase. You can contact Scott at 541-254-1958. To register for a table space, and then all proceeds benefit the Chetco Grange. That's a Christmas fair coming to the Chetco Grange. That's right. Christmas caroling at the Chetco Activity Center, Tuesdays at 12 p.m. until Thursday, December 20th. So it's going on Tuesdays. Let's go caroling. Join us for lunch and stay for Christmas caroling. $6 suggested donation for lunch diners 60 or better, and $7 price for diners under age 60. There you go. This is at the Chetco Activity Center Dining Room, 550 Chetco Lane in Brookings there. 541-469-6822. Okay, the Compassionate Friends, a nonprofit organization assisting families after the death of a child. This organization is for those who've suffered the death of their child, grandchild, or sibling. The meetings are held at the Chetco Community Library on the first Tuesday of every month from 6:30 to 8 p.m. You can call George at 541-469-5814 for information about the national organization or the local Northwest Coast chapter. That's Compassionate Friends. Wild Rivers Coast Foundations for Dance presents the Nutcracker Ballet. It's going to be at the Brookings Elks Lodge, number 1934, December 17th at 2 p.m., December 18th at 7 p.m., bringing the beloved winter Nutcracker tradition to the Wild Rivers Coast. Original choreography by Sky Marie McDonald includes ballet, modern dance, and hip-hop. Performances by local student dancers and invited guest artists. Tickets are available online at brownpapertickets.com or at Wright's Custom Framing and, of course, at the door. Let's see here. Here we go. We got Girls Night Out with the Fabulous Five. Oh, boy. Here we go. Yeah. This is on 12-7, December 7th at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is five fantastic shops. You have ABC Creations, Dottie's Corner, Feather Your Nest, Always in Bloom, and Bling It On. There's five different stores, five different cocos, five different cookies, tons of shopping and fun to be had, specials and drawings going on, and of course free gift wrapping and so much more. So you want to check out all those stores right in a row there. See, you bounce, do a little store bouncing from 4 to 8. Girls Night Out with the Fabulous Five. All right, that sounds like fun. So there you go. And let me see. The Madrigal Dinners at the Elks Lodge, December 9th, Friday, and December 10th. The Del Norte High School Madrigal Choir presents this annual holiday favorite. Come and be transported back 400 years to the time when lords made courtly love to their ladies. This is the one time each year that the lords and ladies mix with the peasants. Well, there you go. Watch out. If your table transgresses any of the rules, you might be asked to sing a carol. Okay, so enjoy a catered meal while being entertained by the lords and ladies of the Madrigal Choir. Then sit back and enjoy a short concert. There are three shows, Friday and Saturday at 6 p.m., $25 per person, and a Saturday noon matinee, $25 per person. The tickets are required and go on sale Friday, November 25th at Del Norte Office Supply. You must know your dinner choice, chicken/pork or vegetarian, when purchasing your ticket. Okay, BHCT, Brookings Harbor Community Theater, presents A Christmas Carol going on December 2nd and December 3rd at 7 p.m. This is going to be at the Dory Reynolds Performing Arts Theater right there in the shopping center in Harbor. So make sure you go check out that. I guess tickets are at the door. I didn't really get a lot of information on this, but I thought I'd give a little plug for them. So there you go. That's A Christmas Carol coming to Brookings Harbor Community Theater. Okay, on with the show. Let me see what else we got going on here. Coastal Christmas happening here. It's time to light up the town for Christmas 2016. Thanks for all the merchants and the residents who helped make our town beautiful and festive. This is December 3rd, Decorating Day, 9 a.m. downtown Coffee Lounge. Grab your Santa hat, come on down and join the fun. Help make our town beautiful for the Christmas season. So they got all kinds of things going on. Cash prizes, December 22nd, December 10th, they got the Coastal Christmas Light Parade and Santa event going on. The Elf on the Shelf happening December 12th through the 19th. And then, yeah, so there you go. So make sure and check this out. December 3rd, get on down there. They got all kinds of other things going on. You can read about it in the Insider of Southern Oregon, this next issue coming out, because we got a nice little poster in there on it. So that's it right there. Coastal Christmas holiday. Time to decorate Brookings again. All right. Yeah, sweet. All right, and then of course we got a Bling It On. It's doing an open house going on here December 3rd, 10 to 6. Sign up to win a bling purse. There's ladies' night is 12 on the 7th, of course, and then 4 to 8 p.m. And then men's night is on the 21st. Watch for details. There you go. So ladies' night, the same day they're doing that, five fantastic shops there. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Door prizes happening here at Bling On. She got free bling with purchase while supplies last. We offer gift certificates and layaway. See store for details. Free gift wrapping, gift ideas for everyone. There you go. That's at Bling It On coming up December 3rd, 10 to 6. Right there next to the Vista Pub. Okay, we got Crescent City Holiday Festival going on. This is their first annual Great Dickens Victorian Holiday Festival. And this event is free. Let's see, celebrate this joyous time of year, ornament making station, crafts and games, hot cocoa and cider, there's face painting, a Victorian village gingerbread construction, make your own holiday card, Dickens Whisker Wars, all right, beard and mustache competition, there you go, from 5 p.m., prizes for first and second place, there's a holiday pie contest at 6 p.m., prizes for first and second place, there is a Victorian paper doll crafting, portraits of Santa and Mrs. Claus, and dessert silent auction fundraiser. This is Saturday, December 10th. The merriment begins at 4 p.m. This is the Family Resource Center of the Redwoods. And let me see where this is at. It's on Pacific Avenue in Crescent City. 707-464-0955, extension 2102 for more details. All right, the merriment begins at 4 p.m. First annual Great Dickens. All right, that sounds cool. Oh, let's see. We got a Smith River potluck coming up here going on 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on December 3rd. Let's get together at the Smith River Community Hall on First Street with the friends and neighbors for a great potluck dinner. Bring your favorite dish, dinnerware, and drinks supplied by Smith River Heritage Association and Smith River Neighborhood Watch. So this is at Smith River Community Hall on December 3rd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Bring something good. There you go. Yeehaw. Everybody bring a ton of desserts. No. That's funny. Okay, well, hey, you know, I was going to have Victor de Los Angeles Jr. and his wife Pamela were going to be here today talking about what they have going on here in December at Town Buzz Tattoo and Art Studio. And so I'm gonna go through the write-up I've got in All About the Ink in this December issue of The Insider. And I'm gonna read you what they wrote in the paper because they got something going on there. And like I said, I was hoping they were gonna be here. But My good friends over there at Town Buzz Tattoo and Art Studio, I just wanted to let you know that they are a Toys for Tots drop-off, and they also are a food bank drop-off. And they do a little something-something for tattoos also. If you bring in cans of food, he gives you a little discount and everything on the tattoos. And I think, you know, they got jackets. They'll take accept all kinds of items over there, and they take it directly to where it's got to go, helping out others. So make sure and read all about that in the inside of Southern Oregon, or you can call them at 541-813-2750, and you see what they're looking for is non-perishable food items, jackets, winter boots, etc., stuff like that, toys, unwrapped, new in the box, backpacks, rain boots, anything that makes life a little easier. Okay, so, and it's donations on December 1st is when they're going to start doing it there at the Town Buzz Tattoo and Art Studio, and that's where I get my work done. So, very cool. During the show, I'm trying to, you know, just like they got Marie Curtis over there and Remax and all that group over there, they got a Toys for Tots drop-off going on there, you know, as the place is the Yogurt Palace there, a kids zone. They believe that's a Toys for Tots drop-off zone there. So as I hear about them, I like to let everybody know because, hey, it's a good thing to be doing this time of year especially. So very cool, very cool. All right. Okay. So they got the Cherry Tree Holiday Festival coming Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is going to the Chetco Grange in Harbor. You are invited to participate in the Cherry Tree Christmas Tree Silent Auction. Proceeds support local nonprofits and charitable organizations. There's a kids store, caroling, and Christmas goodies. Food available for purchase. Special appearance by Santa Claus. So go like their Facebook page, Cherry Tree of Brookings, Oregon. And for more info, you can contact Scott at 541-254-1958. That's the Cherry Tree Holiday Festival. December 3rd. All right, there's a lot going on in December, I'll tell you. Let me see what else I got going on here. Oh, yeah, the first Fridays, the Downtown Divas there in Crescent City. Every first Friday, which will be the second coming up here, they like to open up the downtown businesses and have in-store specials, live music, live performance art, food vendors, food trucks, writers, book signings, dance artisans, and more. These are going on from September, they started, all the way to December 2nd, and then in 2017, they're going to start it up in January, and we'll start giving you a lineup of those as well. And that's located in and around downtown businesses, Crescent City, 4 to 7 p.m. And we're talking like in the Johnston's is one of the downtown divas. Soul Feet is one of the downtown divas. So there's all these shops downtown, and they want to get everybody out there and have some fun. So make sure and check that out in Crescent City on the first Fridays. Okay, and then, of course, I'd like you to get online and go to the Caitlin's Cause or pick up a copy of the Inside of Southern Oregon, and you can read all about the Caitlin's Cause. And let me see. I'm trying to get a number here. Phone number 541-469-3118. This is Chief Chris Wallace's cause in memory of his daughter, Caitlin Wallace, who lost her fight against cancer April 24th, 2008. This is for the Dornbecker Children's Hospital. During the holidays, they like to get together and get toys and everything. So this is a fundraiser for that. And you can contact the chief. You can contact Donnie Dotson for financial support there. If you want to donate, it's a wonderful thing. And like I said, you can find everything and read all about it in the Insider of Southern Oregon. We want to make sure every year we like to get that in there. And then, of course, hey, 'tis the season, yes, because Capella by the Sea is open during the light show going on in Azalea Park. That's happening. Let's see, the light show is open from 5 to 9 p.m. 7 days a week, starting Friday, November 25th, and continuing through Monday, December 26th. So there you go, 5 to 7, 7, let's see. Oh, and the Capella, which is scheduled from 5 to 7 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m., okay. There you go. So make sure and check that out. It's that time of year again. The old Azalea Park Festival, Nature's Coastal Holiday. That's it. Yeah, I always like to check that out. It's very pretty during the nighttime. So make sure and check that out and support them this year. I think the buck. Yeah, the buck to get in. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, very cool. Okay, so this is the time during the week, and we're actually going to pick the end of the show where I do a little behind the scenes, so I give you a little clue on what's happening here, you know. You can see a little taping action going on here for the Insider Report, which is always a blast here with my buddy John. He's the tech here, and Yeah, so basically what we're going to do is usually I like to do, you know, talk about some segment of the show, and I forgot to tape all through the dadgum show, so what we're going to do is the ending here. So here we go. I don't even have to have my glasses for this one. Hey, that's all I got to say. I got no more. I hope it was good for you as it was for me. I always enjoy doing this show. Thank you for listening. And, you know, as always, when you get off of this show, make sure that you check out the other 250-plus shows that are going on out there. And the other thing I got to announce is that, cool, somebody finally went up the pole and put the antenna up. So we are going to be a full-fledged The Little Station That Could is going to be a real deal here really soon. It's going to be 100.7 on your FM dial in your car. So you'll be able to hear shows like this and all kinds of shows. And, of course, some new ones, too, coming to the airwaves, hey, real soon. So that's going to be cool. I want to thank you all. And I want to thank KCIW, of course, for my little podcast broadcast. I love doing this every week. Get out there, get the information going on. I love it, spreading the love and the peace every chance I get. And that's what I like to do on this show. And hey, I hope you all are doing the same thing out there. So get out there and support everything that, you know, you can. Enjoy the music that we got going on in the area. And I mean, you know, just we got a beautiful community here. And when it's not gushing down rain, hey, it's beautiful. Now, we love the rain too, that's for sure. So anyways, thanks a lot. And until next week, this is Bruce. Give me back my bullets. Ellis, signing off. Until next week, hey, keep it real, spread the love every chance you get, and I'll see you out there. Bam! That's how we roll on that one.
Justin Only here for KCIW Radio, 100.7, soon to be on your dial. And I'm asking for your help. KCIW needs sound technicians, sound editors, producers, disc jockeys, show hosts, as well as many other positions. If you can't give your time, perhaps you'd like to sign up for a founding membership available for $250, limited to the time before we light it up. We offer regular memberships as well. KCIW's mission, foremost, is to bring the citizens of our wonderful place together to inform you about local politics, local entertainment, such as stories by local artists, classic stories, classical and local music, serials, both modern and bygone, opinion, national news, and so forth. To do this, we need your help to create a truly local community radio station. That's us, and that's you. Thank you for your support.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.